Perhaps it's because many in France have stopped liking their own president. Nicolas Sarkozy's ratings are in the basement. Perhaps it's because France itself nearly got its first woman president. Whatever the reason, freedom fries are forgiven. The French can't get enough of the American presidential race, as Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
For the last 6 months, 23-year-old journalism student Pierrick Laurent has been keeping a daily blog on the American presidential election.
Most people in France would be very happy to see either a woman or a black president.
Laurent says traffic to his website has shot up phenomenally since the primary season began in January because people are fascinated by the candidates, especially the two Democrats.
Maybe it's just a stereotype, but I think French people still think that's part of the American dream, like, this kind of thing can happen in America, and it's great.
French television has covered every primary. The popular daily newspaper Le Parisien even conducted a national opinion poll. When it was published back on Super Tuesday, it showed Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton nearly neck and neck. Robert Arajol, owner of a Paris video store, is a Hillary Clinton supporter. He says Clinton is much more impressive than last year's French female presidential contender, Ségolène Royal.
Hillary Clinton represents the best in America. She's dynamic, radiant, she knows what she's talking about, and she makes you believe in things. If we'd have had her against Nicolas Sarkozy, she would have beaten him.
But now it looks increasingly like Arajol is in the minority. France seems to be falling in love with Barack Obama. There is a fascination in France for a black man who has made it this far in American society. His story has some people from the suburban housing projects in France, where French racial integration has largely failed, asking, "Where is our Barack Obama?" At a cafe table looking out on a drizzly Paris morning, Samuel Sauvite plans the activities of his support committee for Barack Obama. Sauvite says if Obama is elected, it will improve America's image throughout the world.
It will change the way of seeing the United States. You are not just an hostile country, but you are a multicultural country, very open-minded, modern, and really more than that other country.
Newspaper editorials say much of the enthusiasm for the Democrats is a response to 8 years of an unpopular Bush administration. There's a desire here for a new relationship with America, and for many French people, that means a new party in the White House. The French don't understand the GOP, says Pierre Toulec as he sips his beer at an outdoor cafe on the Champs-Élysées. His group, the Association of Friends of Republicans, is trying to change that. Toulec supports the Iraq War and says only a President John McCain can protect the West from the Islamist threat.
I like John McCain because he will be tough on the war on terror. I think it's important to show all around the world that there is people really wanting John McCain to be the next American president, because he's not only the American president, he's the leader of the free world.
While there was some TV coverage of McCain's visit last week with President Sarkozy, it was Obama's speech on racism that dominated the nation's attention, leaving some pundits to observe that France was now in the grip of Obama mania. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.